So Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Emor, and the upcoming Lag BaOmer. Today I'm going to share with you a halacha thought on the parsha, a musa thought, and then a point of digduk if there's enough time. Let me start with a dvar halacha. Perachov Gimel begins the list of the mayadim, the yamim tovim. This is what we lay every yomtiv. As you know, despite starting Mayadei Hashem Shetikru Aysam Mikroi Kodesh, Elai Mayadoi, the Pasuk goes and mentions Shabbos before the Yomim Tovim. In mentioning Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Sheishas Yomim Te'asam Alacha B'yam Shri Shabbos Shabbosei Mikroi Kodesh Kom Alacha Lai Sasu. The beginning of the Pasuk is in a declaration of the Halachas of Shabbos, very understandable. Then it says, Shabbos hi la Hashem b'chol moshvei seichem. This is Shabbos l'shem Hashem in all of your homes, which would seem to be a end of a pasuk that adds nothing. Every mitzvah is b'chol moshvei seichem. There's no mitzvah that's only outside the house and not inside the house. Tzorach v'yor, what is Shabbos hi la Hashem b'chol moshvei seichem coming to teach us? Rav Henkin has a tshuva regarding the international dateline. It's printed in the Gevurais Elio, Tshuva Kuftes. And there, Rav Henkin has a tremendous insight into the Psukei HaTorah that talk about Shabbos. As you know, there's a point on the globe where there's a dateline. Someone crosses that point and has to change from one day to another. Depending on whether he's traveling east to west or west to east, he loses or gains a day. There's no question that there is a point on the globe that's the date line. The Chalukei Deis is only which point is the date line. There was a Talmid Chacham who argued that it shouldn't depend on the date line. It should depend on each person. Each person should count 6 days, and the seventh day should be Shabbos. After all, Sheishas Yomim Te'asem Melacha B'yam Hashi Shabbos Shabbosayin. The Pasuk says, 6 days you do Melacha, the seventh day is Shabbos. So he presented the argument that it shouldn't depend on a date line. It should depend on every person, every human being, when he experiences 6 sundowns and 6 sunrises. He has passed 6 weekdays and come to the seventh day. It's an argument that has some logic to it, although it would end up with an impossible situation. You would end up having 2 people in the same place with 2 different days of Shabbos. It was a book put out by Jules Verne many years ago, Around the World in 80 Days. It's about a man who bet that he could travel around the world in 80 days. He made a wager. And he set forth on his trip. This is pre-airplane days. He made it, but it took him 81 days. And he came back quite depressed. He lost his bet by 1 day. However, when he arrived back at his point of departure, everyone there seemed to think it was only 80 days and that he had succeeded. Of course, he realized that in traveling from west to east, he gained a day. And in gaining a day, he therefore ended up coming back 80 days later, even though he counted 81 days. Now, had this man been a Shomer Shabbos and counted 81 days and come back and everybody else was at 80 days, they would have had 2 different days. Zakh Rav Henkin. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Shabbos hi la Hashem b'chol moshvei seichem. There's one Shabbos b'chol moshvei seichem in all your homes, in all the homes of Klal Yisrael all over the world. There's only one day that Shabbos. Shabbos hi la Hashem b'chol moshvei seichem, wherever you may be. A gewaldig explanation of the Pasuk especially. Because the Pasuk begins, Sheishas Yomim Te'asam Alacha B'yam Hashi Shabbos Shabbosim Mikro Kodesh Kom Alacha Le'Sasu. The beginning of the Pasuk indicates he counts 6 days and go to a seventh day. So it needs Shabbos Hi La'Hashem B'chol Moshvei Seichem. It needs this ending to the Pasuk to say that no matter what, Klal Yisrael has only one Shabbos. Having explained the Pasuk so beautifully, Rav Henkin goes on. He says that Shabbos is mentioned in the Torah with the Hei Hayadiyah. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Shabbos is mentioned very often with the Hei Hayadiyah. Why a Hei Hayadiyah? He says the same thing. because HaShabbos, there has to be a known Shabbos, one Shabbos that's known to everybody. When you look in Parshas Bereishis, it says Ve'yer V'yibayker, Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. It doesn't say Yom HaSheni. Yet, when it gets to Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, it says Ve'yer V'yibayker, Yom HaShishi. And of course, Shabbos is Yom HaShavi'i. Why? Because it makes the same point. The Hey Hayadiyah is teaching us that there's only one Shabbos for everyone. One Erev Shabbos, one Shabbos for everyone in Klal Yisrael. A beautiful way to read the Pasuk with the eye of contemporary Shilas that came up in Rav Henkin's time. A beautiful Bir Ad Kan Divrei Rav Henkin. I would add, if you look at the Hamik Davar on the same Pasuk, B'chol Moish V'Seichem, if you look in the footnote underneath, you will see that he says a very similar thing on B'chol Moish V'Seichem. He doesn't talk about, but he talks about time zones, and he says a very similar explanation. The Netziv says to something Rav Henkin said 50 or 60 years later when the time zone controversy came up. Ad Kan Devarav. Let me add along the same vein. Later in Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Chof Aleph, it talks about the Yomtiv of Shavuos. Ukarosem be'etzem hayom hazeh mikra kodesh yolachem. On the 50th day, after 49 days of Sfira, be'etzem hayom, on the day itself, you have mikra kodesh yolachem. It's very strange, Roshem be'etzem hayom hazeh. Many Mepharshim pointed out, including the Netziv. Netziv says that's why we don't have Tosfos Shavuos. Be'etzem hayom, it has to be the day itself. Yom Tov HaShavuos, we don't start early. There are those who argue, when it comes to the Chag HaShavuos, that someone who travels and passes the deadline should have a different Shavuos than everyone else. After all, unlike Pesach and Sukkot, which depends on the calendar, Shavuos doesn't depend on the calendar, it depends on you. You count 49 days, you get to day 50, and day 50 is Shavuos, whatever day on the calendar. In the time that Klal Yisrael Mekadish Tachedish Alpiriyah, the time where Iyar could have had 29 days or 30 days, the Chag HaShavuos would not come out on the same calendar day every year. So there are those who taina that Shavuos shouldn't be the same for everybody. The same thing that some taina the Gabi Shabbos, that Shavuos should be dependent on the person. You travel, you count 49 days, a 50 day is Shavuos. If you pass the deadline, it changes things. Zok de Pasik, Ukrotzen be'etzem hayayim hazeh. Shavuos has an etzem hayayim. It has a precise day, the same for everyone. I would add that Rav Henkin's diuk of HaShabbos is here too. Ad mimacharas HaShabbos HaShaviyas Tisbruchay Mishim Yayim. HaShabbos, if HaShabbos means it's the same for everyone with a idea, if it's beautifully here as well, one Shavuos for everybody, one Shabbos for everybody, Kol Yisrael Kulanu Yachad. This is Dvar Halacha on Parshas Emor. Let me move on to a second thought with a Gevaldig Musar. Parshas Emor has the Chagim, including Rosh Hashanah. In the first volume of Derech Sicha, Parshas Emor, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as saying the following. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tufkuf Pei Dalet, Sifkat and Tes, I believe it is, the Mishnah Berurah brings Mandidomich Berei Shaita, somebody who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, Domich Mazlei. It's not good for his Mazlei. I don't know exactly what it means, his Mazlei sleeps, but it's something that's not desirable. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah day. In the Derech Sicha, the point is made regarding the word mandidomich. Mandidomich. What does domich mean? On the Pasuk, Yiraninu al Mishkevaisam, the Targum for al Mishkevaisam, on their beds, is al dimcheyayin. Zakhtar B'chaim, the idea of Mandidomich Bereshata is only someone who goes to sleep in bed. Someone goes to bed, he goes to sleep, so Domich Mazlei. Domich means lying down in order to sleep. If somebody goes into the Beis Medrash and he's drowsy and he puts his head down and dozes off, that's not man dedomich. There's no problem of man dedomich. The man dedomich is someone who gets into bed and lies down. That's Reb Chaim's point. There's an important point here that there's a basic difference, a sadistica difference, between someone who's tired and says, it's not kedai to go to the Beis Medrash, let me go to sleep. And someone who's tired and he goes to Beis Medrash, he goes to a shir, he goes someplace and he falls asleep there. There's a fundamental difference in the attitude of the person. And there are many people who don't go to a mishmar Thursday night, or don't stay up Shavuos by night, or don't go at night. They say, I fall asleep anyway. It doesn't pay. Famous last words, it doesn't pay. It does pay. It pays to go to the Beis Medrash and try to learn and make a declaration that you want to learn, even if you fall asleep when you do so. Let me tell you a gewaldige story. There was a Yid who sat right next to me in my Shabbos afternoon shir. Right next to me on my right side for many, many years. And he told me the following story. He said as he was raising children and growing up, he kept three jobs. He had a government job until about 2:30, 3 o'clock. He taught in the yeshivas in the afternoon. And besides that, he did a piece type of job, we would say by the piece that he produced, on a third job. He would go to Rabbi Avigdor Miller's shir at night, and he would fall asleep. And one day he went over to Rabbi Avigdor Miller, and he said to him, I want to apologize to the Rav. I come to your Gemara shir, I fall asleep. I have three jobs. I have little kids that keep me up at night. So Rabbi Miller said to him, it's okay. Just don't stop coming. You keep on coming. And if you fall asleep, you fall asleep. And someday, life will get easier. If you stop coming, then when life gets easier, you'll still stay in bed. This is what this Yid told me. Why did he tell it to me? Because he told me that he's retiring, and he's moving to Eretz Yisrael to join his son in Kailul there. The fruits of Rabbi Avigdor Miller's insight had Rabbi Avigdor Miller told him, you're coming here to sleep? Sleep at home. The man, when he was 30 years old, would have gotten used to having no night seder. He would have gone from Shabbos to Shabbos with just being Mavis Sedra. And when he retired, there would be no Hava Amina that he would go sit in Kail. But he listened to Rabbi Miller. He came, even though he fell asleep, he came, he made the declaration every night that he wants to learn. And when life took a turn and got easier, he was able to stay awake. And his dreams remained dreams. When the Yetzer Hara tells you it doesn't pay to go to Mishmar, you're full asleep, you're drowsy, it's not pleasant. Nisht emes. It pays to go. Simit Kuf Nun Vav says that it's worth falling asleep and not understanding a shir. Schar of going. Now, I'm not recommending that's what you do when you get there. Zahara saying it doesn't pay is something you should ignore. Man shaita, somebody who goes to bed, different thing. Domich mazle. And so, thoughts. I want to end with a digduk point that's fascinating. I mentioned to you in the past that the word s and the word ace, with a segel or a tsere under the aleph, is the same word. When there's a trop on the word, then it's ace. Ace is the real word. Ace is a tsere, which is a tenua gedaila, needs a trop. Ace needs a trop. If there's no trop, it becomes a tenua katana, it switches to s. The same thing for the word kail, with a chaylam, which means all. When there's no trop, it becomes kol. The same thing with is a son. It becomes Ben. Most Yeshua bin Nun. I'm sorry, wrong. Ben Yefuna. The Ben and Yefuna are a connected word. There's no trap on Ben, so it's Ben. You'll never find Ben with a trap. Whenever there's a trap, it's Ben. Bali Kaira know this, except one place. In Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud, you have the only place in all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, I would guess, in all of Tanakh that you have ben with a trap. Pasuk Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, that's fine, ben has no trap. Vahu ben Ish Mitzri, that's fine, ben has no trap. Besech ben Yisrael. Vayinatu b'machane, ben HaYisraelis v'Ish HaYisraeli. Ben has a trap on it, Yisiv, and it's still ben in that bane, and that needs an explanation by the Digbuk experts out there, but a yedia, the ben and bane, which you should know, because I mentioned in the past, and the fact that this, to my knowledge, is the only one exception, I believe, that it's mentioned here by the Balei Digduk, ben with a trop, the only one, amazing. At your Shabbos table, tell people, it's amazing, ben with a trop. And they'll all say, wow, I can't believe it. A way to amaze people. Have a great, wonderful Shabbos, a meaningful Lag BaOmer, and a wide awake Mishmer tonight. Looking forward to seeing you. Guten Shabbos to everybody.